Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I'm thinking about what's happening over in Europe over there, and I can't believe it, but they were eating meat like in their spaghetti products that they were buying from their stores and all this, and they were thinking, of course, it's beef in the spaghetti and beef in these different areas, but they found out that it was horse meat and donkey meat being sold as beef. Listen to CBN News reporting on this.
Well, here's a bizarre story. Horse meat is at the heart of a food scandal rocking Europe. The Romanian government says it exported more than 6,000 tons of horse, mule, and donkey meat last year. Ooh. And that it was correctly labeled when they sent it to other European countries. But once it hit the market in those countries, it was sold as beef. John Waggy reports.
The meat was processed at 35 different Romanian plants like this one in the town of Botoșani. Romanian officials say the horse and donkey meat was correctly labeled and sold to buyers in 8 European countries. Iulian Cazacut, the general manager of the Dolicom Romanian plant, says he can guarantee that all the products his company puts on the market are certified from the point of view of quality and origin, 100%. But somewhere along the line, the horse and donkey meat was labeled as beef. The British grocery chain Tesco says tests showed that some samples of their frozen spaghetti contain more than 60% horse meat.
Now, this is completely unacceptable. That's why it's right that the Secretary of State has led these meetings with retailers and producers. We've agreed a tougher inspection regime. We've asked hospitals and schools and prisons to check with their suppliers that they are testing their products.
Romania may not be the only source of the horse meat. British food safety authorities raided a slaughterhouse in northern England and a meat processing plant in Wales this week, suspected of selling horse meat used in burgers and kebabs. It's a violation of the law that all European governments are trying to get a handle on.
It is completely unacceptable that anybody should be involved in the production or the sale of a processed beef product, which includes horse.
And the public reaction?
I'm disgusted. I think it's really bad. I don't understand how they can allow it.
It's more immoral, I think, as much as anything else. They're selling it off to be something it isn't.
One British official says beef products aren't the only meat that may be mislabeled.
If I was a retailer, I'd be looking quite carefully at my lamb products as well.
The meat scandal is now clearly on the radar screen of European officials, but until they track down the source of the faulty labeling, the watchword seems to be, let the diner beware. John Waggy, CBN News.
That's amazing. You know, you never used to assume when you go to the store, you're going to get things. But, you know, what tells us, though, in the context, you know, we have our culture differences and all that, but when you travel around the world, you know, what we think is a reasonable meal or what we enjoy, others enjoy something different, totally different. It's amazing.
So true.
And so what's the difference between, you know, what we have as a pets and different things like that we enjoy. And it's true. I mean, you know, you can say what you want to, you know, when you go to China, when you go to Middle Eastern countries and all that, it's, you know, things we just get in our mind. Mm-hmm. But if you ever had a cow, you know, you raised a cow, those big old eyes, those innocent looking eyes, and you name your cow and everything like that. You know, you watch them stare at the gate. You know, right. And you're just thinking, no, not Elsie. Oh, my goodness, you're going to take Elsie down, you know. And but it is, you know, obviously the big thing is that if it says it's beef, it should be beef.
It should be beef. Hello.
And if it's donkey, it should be labeled as donkey. And if it's horse, it should be labeled as horse. And they said it was labeled as what it was supposed to be. But when it got to the suppliers, they began to change it because they put it in things. And so, you know.
I like labels. I like if they work. I like labels.
She says it's a bit immoral. It's a bit immoral to have donkey meat in your spaghetti. However they say that there. You
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.